It's from the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 4. 2 Kings, chapter number 4, if you'll look with me there in the Word of God. 2 Kings, chapter 4, and we'll start reading at verse number 17. 2 Kings, chapter 4, and verse 17. The Bible said, and the woman conceived. Now, it's talking about the Shunammite woman that had been a blessing to the man of God, Elisha. And now she has a son to come into her life. And we'll read about that. The woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father to the reapers. He went out to the field. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Then she settled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. And so she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is the Shunammite. Run now, I pray, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. And the rest of this record here is that she's there before the man of God. And then he comes to the house. And the Bible says in verse 32, and when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child. The flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. The child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. And Elisha came again to Gilgal. And it talks about the dearth that's in the land. Of course, he done another miracle. He prayed for a double portion that he'd have twice as much as Elijah. And these were real men of God that God used in this time. But I want you to look at verse 24 this morning. She said on an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding bricks. For me, except I bid thee, I want to preach. You've got to help me a little while this morning on getting down the road. Amen. She felt such an urgency to get to the man of God because her son had died. And she told the servant to get on down the road. That's what she is saying. I believe in this era we're living in that we need to put some urgency to getting to where we need to get with God. I'm so tired of living just a normal Christian life and not going forward and not getting to where I need to get to. I've been praying and asking God to take me further down the road and get on with God. I'm not into playing games or my friends seeing. Thank God that I'm just in a neutral spot. But I want to get down the road with him this morning. I want to go with him, don't you? But she knew here to get to where the man of God was, that she had to get down the road. I'm going to tell you, gifts. It wasn't a little easy journey she had. It was at least 5 or 6 hours to get to where the man of God was. And brother, I'm telling you, she had to get there. In her own spirit, she knew it was life and death. She knew the only hope her son was that she'd get to where the man of God was. And she had to do it fast. How about there we live in a day and time where we're so lazy and so slack and so, my friend, to the place that we don't see no urgency. Oh, God, help the church to get to the place that it sees it needs to get down the road. Thank God, and head on. Amen, and go forward and not look back. But thank God, head on and get to the man of God. Amen. And he can tell her, thank God, what the Lord wants. Amen. Now, here's the thing. He sent Gehazi. He said, you're going to put my staff on him. Anything lifeless won't bring life. You can try a lot of things to bring people from the dead, but it's got to take God to do it through somebody. Now, we know Christ is the one that gives life. We know that Jesus came in the world to give life, and He only can give life. We know that. But we also know that God did use this prophet to stretch Himself upon that child, and brother, that child be revived and have life again. We do know God used this man of God to stretch Himself upon this boy, and when He did, and done it exactly the way God wanted Him to do it, that his flesh warmed, and God's life came back in him. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God for the day that God stretched Himself, amen, on me in conviction, and warmed my flesh. Thank God, the spiritual things and made me see that the only way to be saved, thank God, is God sending His Son to come upon me in the person of the Holy Ghost to warm my heart to Him and bring me to repentance and save in faith. A man won't get saved until he's warmed to the gospel, until he's warmed to the message, until he's warmed to the man of God that's preaching. He'll have to be warmed, thank God, through the power of the gospel. And when God warms a man, thank God, a man will be interested in what God says to him. But he's going to have to get warmed to it. He can't come cold. He can't come frozen. He's going to have to come, thank God, warmed up unto the gospel that God preaches to him. Amen. That's right. He does, listen, He does that through the man of God. It's not just one man of God, but there is one man of God at that time. God uses all kind of preachers. When I say that, I'm not talking about disqualified men. I'm talking about men God's actually called to preach, that God's put His anointing on and approval on, that God gives direction to. Even when that woman come, He told Gehazi, He said, let her alone. God hadn't revealed to me yet what the situation is. But God did let him know. Amen. She told him what was going on. And she didn't tell, she took her boy and laid him on that man of God's bed and kept him there that she could get the man of God back. Amen. The word her son was. Listen, the son couldn't get to the man of God, but the man of God came to where he is at. I'm going to tell you, God will put a man of God in your life to preach the gospel to you that you can be saved. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, you look through this Bible and God chose preaching to save sinners. Amen. It said He manifests His word through preaching. It said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
And so God uses preaching to get men saved. And then the Spirit preaches a man of God, and God uses that preaching, thank God, to get their people warmed and get them saved. Amen. But the man of God will see it. Thank God, in this world to die, I mean to give himself and die to self, and he might be a complete vessel yielded under the cause of Christ for the very purpose of preaching the Word of God, that men might be saved. Amen.
That's right, buddy. I'm telling you, so what you here for? To preach? To preach. That's what I'm here for. That's exactly the reason I'm here for. I'm not here just to make a take up a space. I'm here to preach. And God does use preaching to get people saved. And that's the purpose of God, is for you to be saved. In the book of Timothy, he said the purpose of God, thank God, was to get, for him to save sinners. And that's the whole reason Christ came, was to die for sin, that sinners could be saved. And God uses preaching to do that. What's preaching, preacher? Well, it's a call. And it's a proclamation of the gospel. It's a declaration of truth that the Holy Spirit takes and uses in the heart of them to hear. And when he does prick them in their hearts, then thank God they can be saved. That's what he did on the day of Pentecost when Peter preached to them men. Thank God it said 3,000 were added to the church on that day. And then the last verse of that chapter said, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so should not the church take the gospel and do a lost world drive forward, praise God. I mean, let's get down the road. Let's just go on, amen, and do what God says. Why, some of you are still stuck in neutral this morning, and you're still standing in your carriage. Thank God. I tell you what you need to do. Thank God you need to get it down the road, amen. That's right. There's too much that needed to be done in this day. And God's got a call on you to go forward. But I'm telling you, if you don't go forward, you'll never get to the man of God. You'll never get to the sinner. Amen. That's why I'll say three things this morning. She went forward. She drove down the road because of her son. That's right. She said, I want my son to live. That's right. Now listen to what I'm about to tell you. And I know we have lived in a dispensation time that we have not took the souls of our children and grandchildren seriously.
Right.
I just want to tell you this morning, your soul will live somewhere forever.
Amen.
It's going to. There's no in-between. I think what's happened down at the Baptist church is we've got in this place of neutrality, being neutral on things, and we've just not been truthful with ourselves and with God himself about where we really stand in believing where people die, and people die whether they go to heaven or hell. I mean, listen, friend, here, this congregation this morning, somebody's going to go to hell because somebody won't drive forward. And I know God can do what he wants to. He's God. But at the same time, God chooses to use that man of God, Elisha, to come back to that woman's house and lay upon that boy, and God used him to bring life to that boy. But that woman got in that chariot, praise God. And buddy, I'll tell you what she said. She said, drive and go forward and don't slack up. Amen. Why? Because I got a son back here that's dead. And brother, that's a picture of a sinner that's dead in sin that needs God. And she saw she needed a man of God there. Thank God that he could be raised. Amen. How about that? What we need to see in the church. We need to see. Thank God our children was bringing up around us. They need God more than anything else. Amen. That's right. Need God more than anything. We're more concerned about society. We're more concerned about their standing in society, how much money they make, what kind of education they got. Oh, that's all right. But if they miss heaven and go to hell, that don't mean nothing. Amen. The world's got your mind so fumbled up on that kind of stuff. And listen, I thank God. I'm glad men's got good jobs. I'm not preaching against that. I'm preaching to the fact that there's things that need to be put in priority. The church ought to have a burden for their children and our grandchildren that's going to hell that never have been born again, never have been saved, never have had a work of grace in the heart. Hey, God, I think we need to drive forward and quit running a slack way, knowing that somebody needs God. Amen. That's right. I couldn't help but while the choir was singing this morning, no need to doubt Him now. I couldn't help but just about stand up and say, hey, that's just, you have an altar call. And let's ask God to help us with this doubt of doubting God, not believing God for anything anymore. This woman here, I'm going to tell you, she believed that God could do it. She wouldn't have went after the man of God if she didn't believe it. She had faith. She got in that chariot and she said, let's go. And I'll tell you what, she was basically saying here, let's get down the road. Don't stop for nothing. Amen. That's the kind of attitude every child of God ought to have. They ought to say, praise God, I want to go forward for the Lord. I don't want to look back. Thank God. I tell you what, the crowd might say she's crazy. They might say nothing's going to happen, but I'll tell you one thing. When she got to the man of God and fell down at his feet, and then you moved him, and he went back to where that boy was. Thank God, I'm telling you what, it's important this morning that somebody gets saved and born again before it's too late. And then you need to get saved, and we need the Holy Ghost to meet with us and drive forward. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you what, my son's dead. I need you. I'm telling you, folks, we need God. Amen. Amen. I'm not employed by, I'm not doing a job here this morning. This is not my job. It's not my job. It wasn't Elisha's job. And I'm not comparing myself with him. I'm just trying to get you to see a point. That it's very important that the man of God's around. That's right. It's very important. Listen, let me say, I'm not just specifically talking about myself. I'm talking about a man of God that's got the touch of God and knows how to pray to God. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I tell you what she went for. She went for a son. But she went for God to do something in a supernatural way that nobody else could do but God. But she knew God would use that man of God to bring her boy, thank God, from a place of death. Amen. Them sons and daughters is not the only one that's dead. There's mamas and daddies that's dead in sin. You got anything this morning? You got anything? Huh? Praise God, if the day was the day that you left out of here, hey, where would you spend eternity? You got anything? I mean, do you have anything in you that says a substance of faith? Thank God it says, I know, thank God, I know that I've been saved. Oh, it's not that I'm good at so-and-so. I attend the church. I'm a good person. I'm trying to get there. No, it's been a day in your life that God warmed your heart till the gospel and the Holy Ghost have brought you in and birthed you in the family of God. Amen. Right. Dear God, I don't carry a Bible to be a Christian. I don't wear a tie to be a preacher. That made me a preacher. God help. What I put on don't make me what I am. That's right. She said, let's get in this thing. Let's go, buddy. I got to get down to that man of God. I got to go see him. I got to get a hold of him. I mean, I got to let him know my boy's dead. He's the one that God said would give me the boy in the late time of my life. And now here's my boy. And he went up to his daddy in the field. Probably had a sunstroke in his own head. Goes back and my friend dies on her lap. And no son now that she can love. He's on the man of God's bed. And she said, let's go. Let's get down the road. I've got to go. I've got to go see the man of God. Amen. That's right. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it ain't because I'm preaching, but somebody will say, let's get to the house of God. Let's go forward and let's get to the house of God. I got to get around here to singing. I got to hear the preaching. I got to hear somebody testify. Let's just get to the house of God. Don't you think, now listen, I know we have bad days. If you don't, then, but there's not a bad day with God.
Amen.
I can't put my personality in you, and I wouldn't dare try. But boy, I would like to put a little get up and go in you.
Yeah. Amen.
I have some of y'all come in here, and I know sometimes you down physically, and I'm not preaching about that, and down spiritually, and I'm not preaching against that because we all go through them things.
Hell yeah.
Some a whole lot worse than others. There's men and women in this church that suffer bodily. I can go down this row. Boy, I think about it when I pray. We don't have a row I think about in the church. Somebody don't have something physically. It's a holding them back sometimes. And I understand know that. But where's the spirit, man? Where's the spirit? Where's the unction? I mean, where's the get up and go? Where's that one that's sitting in that chair? Thank God and said, drive! Go forward! Don't stop! Thank God, keep it going! Amen. My boy's dead. I gotta go see the man of God. And I'm praying and I'm trusting that the man of God can do something for him. Amen. They don't need a psychiatrist. They don't need a stinking liberal professor neither.
That's right.
They don't need a ball player.
Amen.
I like sports, but I tell you what, that ain't what they need.
Right.
I got a favorite player, but I ain't never called him. I never have talked to him. We've raised our kids to make it sound like these bunch of whore-hopping devils, my friend that paid millions of dollars, that's tattooed up like they come out of the jungle. Amen. And we want them to be the heroes of our children.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
I believe I will.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm down here saying, well, that's awful, boy. Help me, Lord. Preach bolder.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Go ahead.
Yes.
You say, I don't know if I want that kind of Christianity. Well, it is. It is a costly one. I like to see a man hit a baseball, shoot a basketball, throw a football. But I'm telling you what, I ain't bowing to him. That's right, isn't it? Amen. The devil's a liar and the truth ain't in him. He set up all kind of idolatry of things to rob the young people today. And I'm telling you what, they're dead. What they dead to, they're dead to God. If you got a teenage son or teenage daughter that reads that Bible, wants to come to church, you ought to hug their neck and give them $20.
Amen.
And then if they don't want to do it, take it back. Exactly right. That's exactly right. Appreciate you coming. Sitting on the front row. There ain't many people sitting on the front row. Old brother Gene Mathias said, I got a deacon. He's been with me since I've been started. He said he sat on the front row every week. He said, Well, praise God, ain't many who can sell the front door where I preach every week. This old fella here, good friend, he sat on the front row every week.
Amen.
These boys here. Amen. Hey! You know what they're dead to? They're dead to God. They're dead to the Bible. You mention a verse in the Bible, they won't even have an understanding of where it's at. You know why? The mom and daddy don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. Right.
Thank God! Let's go! Let's drive! Let's go! Amen.
Amen.
We need some drive in us. Go forward. My son's dead. My son's dead. She says that's what she went for. She went for the servant to see something supernatural.
Yes.
You know why you don't seek God? Because you don't see you need to.
Yeah.
You ever get in trouble? You ever see a need? Huh? Thank God, you know what she'll say? Hey, let's go! You know when people call me, and I bid your calls. I mean, if you got something you need, I ain't bidding no calls, just a jab about stuff. As a preacher, I'm talking about as a friend. Well, if you want to talk about the weather or whatever, I offer any man call. I really don't want women calling me. Ask your husband at home. And the good Lord said, amen.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
Right, bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that in a belittling way. If a lady don't have a Christian husband and she's got a spiritual need and it's biblical, then I'd be glad to help anybody I can in this world. But I'm not playing up to Priscilla or Jezebel. Thank God. She chased the man of God down. He run and got under a juniper tree. I'll tell you what old Raymond Cook said about that. He said, y'all getting on old Elijah for running from Jezebel. Praise God, you need to run from her too. That's right.
Drive forward. Amen.
Drive forward. Thank God, men. Y'all ought to be the ones in the seat. You got the whips in your hand driving forward. They wasn't driving a car neither. They had them horses and that wagon or chariot. They sit in there. She wasn't driving. She just said, put the hammer down. Let's get down the road. I got to go see the man of God. What I wanted to say a while ago is, you know when people are called? When they need him.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank God. Let's get on down the road. Don't slack up. That's another message right there. Don't slack up. There's a lot of things to get in the road on a journey. Just don't slack up. Might be the message you needed this morning and somebody wasn't here. You know why? They slacked up. Drive and go forward. Amen. Let's stand this morning.